Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your Mother Nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find the treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows
Mars Hour.
Imagination Amplified.
Five days since Aurora went missing. She's gone. It's like she disappeared off the face of the earth.
You're special, Mars. You're so special.
Why would Oliver Pruitt take our friends? What would he want with us? What would he want with you, Mars?
Did you ever stop to ask yourself why your friends went missing, Mars? Maybe you're the reason they disappeared.
Disaster, but if I went missing, there's nobody else I'd want looking for me.
Say goodbye to Earth, my friend. See you soon. Here on Mars.
Look at where we are, Mars Patel. We're on a different planet. We are most likely the first people to ever stand in this spot.
Thank you for coming 250 million miles to find me.
You never cease to impress me, Mars. But I brought you here for a reason. You have a greater purpose.
Hello, Mars. It's wonderful to finally meet you, face to face.
Oliver Pruitt, I should have known.
Sorry about the wild tardigrade ride. I needed you to come here on your own.
You did that? You made him run?
I have a special bond with the creatures. Seems you and I have that in common, Mars.
Why did you bring me here? Why did you send that message on my toy spaceship?
Because it was time. This was always meant to be.
You caused all of this, didn't you? Orion was right. You started that eruption.
To make a better world. We're starting fresh. Volcanic soil can grow crops right on the planet. We might even be able to create an atmosphere. No more helmets.
You set off a volcano. People live here.
I never imagined that the other volcanoes would cause so much destruction. I truly...
Isn't that supposed to be your thing? Imagination? You imagine a colony on Mars. You imagine taking kids from their homes and using them to build your new world. But you couldn't imagine a way to keep them safe.
I did everything I could.
Did you? Because I think you bailed. You left us, just like you left the first colony.
I would never leave you, Mars. Not again.
Stop saying things like that. You took my friends, and then you brought them here even after you promised you wouldn't.
I knew you'd want them with you eventually.
But why? Why go through all of this to get me here?
I told you on the spacecraft. Mars, you're special.
No, I'm not. I'm just the guy who gets in trouble all the time.
You're a lot more than that to me. You're the key to all of this, Mars. You always have been.
It doesn't make any sense. How am I special? Why am I so important?
Because you're my son.
Well, it's the dawn of a new day, podcast listeners. Axel here, broadcasting from the Colony Command Center, where I am pleased to report Aurora and I are in control. That's right, kids. The Martians have taken over the colony. Most of the Prue idiots are locked up in the emergency shelter, where they can't even get to us. Just like they locked me and Aurora up. Gotta love that. Of course, you might point out that it took a volcanic eruption, nearly wrecking the place for us to get here. And you might also point out that what we're in charge of is basically a big mess of ash and rock. But hey, can't we at least enjoy it for a little while? Now it's time to figure out a way off this planet. We're gonna find a way home. Somehow.
Pruitt Prep. Come in, Pruitt Prep. There's a new sheriff in town. This is Fang in the Martian Control Center. Ugh, I can't get through.
Aurora, who do you want to send to check out the food storage facility?
I can't spare any of my people right now. They're all working on finding a way off the planet.
There are over 400 kids locked in the shelter. They're going to need food.
They never seemed worried about feeding us when we Martians were out living in lava tubes.
Get over it, Aurora. This place needs help. We're in this together now. We're not gonna make it if you don't trust us.
I know what I'm doing. I'm an actual leader. I make decisions. I don't just walk around listening to people's feelings.
Do you have feelings?
Bet you wish you could get inside my head to find out.
I need to get out of here.
Where do you think you're going, Caddy?
To work, Aurora.
I didn't say you could. I'm not Mars. I don't do everything you ask me to do.
Is that what this is about? Mars? Do you even care about him? Or do you just use him when you need him to come save you?
Where is he? He'll tell you the truth.
I don't know.
You don't know? When I said goodbye to him, he went looking for you.
I'll find him.
No. I don't trust you out there. You'll open the shelter door and let everybody out. You stay here.
Aurora!
Stay!
Come with me, Mars. I want to show you something.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
Please, son. Let me explain.
Don't call me that. You're not my father. This is another trick, another lie.
It's not a trick. I met your mother many years ago when I was building my laboratories in India. But it was a busy time of my life and I was selfish.
All those years, we were struggling to pay the rent.
I offered to help. You know your mother, Mars. She's a very proud woman.
So you decided to kidnap her son and send him to another planet?
Our son. Your mother eventually agreed with my unconventional plan. She finally realized you have a destiny. You are special, Mars. I've watched you. I've seen your bravery, your loyalty, your leadership.
I don't want to hear this from you.
Then let me show you. Stand back, please, son. Mars, meet the Manu Wan.
You have another ship here?
I knew the time might come when we needed an emergency exit. Do you recognize the design?
It looks just like my toy spaceship.
When you were 7, I came to visit, to meet you. But you were asleep. The toy spaceship was sitting by your bedside. You have no idea how much it meant to me. Seeing you had a replica of my spacecraft. Knowing you felt the connection. But your mother wouldn't allow me to wake you.
You took the model.
I've had it on my desk ever since. It's why I used it to send you the message. Even when I couldn't be part of your life, you were part of mine. I built this ship for you. I built all of this for you. Give me a moment to open it. I want you to see it.
Caddy, I hope you can hear what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking as hard as I can. I don't know if this will work, but if you can hear me, find a way to get to the old colony. Pruitt is here. Bring Toothpick, JP, and Aurora. I need you, Caddy.
Mars.
What is it, Caddy?
I know where Mars is, Toothpick. He's in the old colony with Pruitt. We have to get him.
Pick, can you travel?
I can try. But how are we going to get over those cliffs?
You think you're going somewhere, Gaius?
Aurora, Mars has found Oliver Pruitt. He's in the old colony. He wants us to go.
How do I know this isn't a trick?
You don't have to come if you don't want to.
Nice try, Caddy. You're not going without me. Pruitt might have a way off this planet. Axel.
What's up, boss?
You think you could get one of the all-terrain rovers up and running?
Do you even have to ask?
Great. Let's go find Mars.
And Pruitt. Axel, you want to come along?
Nah. I'm just starting to like it here.
Okay. I guess the old gang is going on a road trip.
Welcome aboard the Manu One, Mars. Test out the controls. It'll be like living out the dreams you had as a boy.
My dreams were not like this. Do you realize what you've done?
I'm just getting started. You have to understand, I'm always looking at the big picture.
And what is the big picture? That you're going to take off and let the new colony die just like the old one did?
Not by myself. You're going to come with me.
I don't want any of this. I don't care if I'm your son.
I can't do this on my own, Mars. I need someone like you. Someone who can dream big and convince others to dream alongside of you, no matter how crazy it might seem.
Where would we go? Back to Earth?
No, I can't go back there. But I have the perfect location picked out for our next colony.
What about everyone left here? I came here because your message said that you can help them. You said that you had the answers to our problems.
I said I had the answer to your problems, Mars. And I do.
What are you doing?
Blast off in T-minus 15 seconds.
Stop the countdown! Let me off!
I'm afraid I can't do that, Mars. Night is falling. We need to take off now.
I'm not leaving this planet without my friend. You can't do this to me again.
Someday soon, you'll understand and you'll thank me. Just as the world will thank me.
Lift off of the Manu One.
Say, Caddy, do you think we could not drive this rover so close to the edge of the cliff? I'd rather not become some tardigrade's pancake breakfast.
Sorry, JP, it's getting dark, and I've never driven a rover before. Or anything else, for that matter.
Clearly.
I'm doing my best, Aurora, for Mars.
Well, I could drive.
No thanks.
You don't trust me, I get it. Must be annoying that you can't hear my thoughts.
I don't need to use my special abilities to know you're only thinking about yourself.
Every time I look down, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Then don't look down, JP.
Could you drive a little faster, Caddy? The sun's going down, and if we're stuck spending the night in this rover, well, let's say if I'm gonna freeze to death, I'd really rather not be with you.
Wow, what a thing to say to your supposed friends, Aurora.
There we go again with the hurt feelings.
At least I have feelings, Aurora.
Stop saying that. You think I don't have feelings?
Hey, Pick, is that a meteor shower up ahead?
Why does everything have to be taken so personally?
Nah, it's too low to be a meteor shower, JP.
Well, it's kind of personal.
Is it possible one of the volcanoes is erupting again?
Sure, it's possible. Volcanoes can erupt for days.
I was actually surprised when it stopped.
Toothpick?
The volcano starts to...
Lava bomb!
everyone okay?
That's it. I gotta get out of this rover.
Wait, JP, don't move. You move too fast and we go tumbling off this ledge.
Well, we can't stay in here. I'll climb out very slowly and try to stabilize us. Helmets on, everyone. I can't see anything out here. It's so dark. I'll keep the rover from falling over the cliff. You guys climb out.
Pick, grab your crutches. We gotta get you out of here first.
Droney, hang on to me. Here we go.
Why did he go first?
Seriously, Aurora?
Okay, I'm out.
JP, you still have the rover stabilized?
Yeah, but I need them to go. Now!
Go ahead, Aurora.
So that you get to prove you're better than me again?
Okay, fine. I'll go.
I'm out. Your turn, Aurora.
Okay. Here I go. Steady.
Guys, it's gonna fall!
Grab my hand, Aurora.
I can't see it. Can you see me?
No, it's too dark. I'm reaching for your hand, but I can't find it. Aurora, you're going to have to let me in your head.
What?
If I can hear your thoughts, I'll know where you're reaching.
Okay, go.
Aurora, I'm sorry for what you've been through. We're gonna get out of this. Almost there. Gotcha!
There it goes!
It's gone. We'll never make it to the old colony.
And we can't make it back to the new one either.
Pick, you must have an idea. Maybe we could ring up a doohickey or build a thingamabob?
There's nothing here, JP. Just rocks and dust.
And us.
Cats?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It can't end like this. Freezing to death in a desert on Mars. Catty, where are you going?
I need to think. Hey, Mars. It's Catty. I don't know. It's looking bad, and I want you to know I tried to get to you. I heard you just like I've always heard you, so clearly in my head. I did my best here. I tried to help everyone, but I guess it wasn't meant to be. Anyway, I don't know if anyone will ever find this recording, but Mars, if they do, I want you to know that...
What is that? Catty!
What?
It's the Modu 1!
It's Mars!
Anyone need a lift?
Mars, you're here! You came for us!
Mr. Pruitt tried to force me to leave the planet. We couldn't let that happen.
This spacecraft isn't supposed to be able to land here.
I made a few adjustments.
With some help from me after we snuck aboard the ship.
Julia, they had another cool chair for you?
Indeed, Toothpick.
Can't be wasting fuel here on the planet. The ship's gotta get right back up, now.
Sounds good to me. Let's get on board and set a course for Earth.
I told you I'd get you home, Aurora.
Where's Mr. Pruitt? Is he on board?
Pruitt's spending some time in Cargo Bay 6. I'm done taking orders from him.
Ryan, you locked him up?
Sure did, Aurora.
Great. Let's throw him off the ship.
Works for me.
We can't. If we go home without him, we have no resources. No way to save everybody we're leaving behind here. Oliver Pruitt can make people listen. Oliver Pruitt can save Mars.
Fine.
Let's go, guys. Everyone on the ship.
Mars, I'm getting off here. I'm not leaving my colony. Somebody's gotta make sure we hang on until you come back with help.
I was able to contact the colony. A rescue team is on the way.
Ryan, tell my people we'll send help.
Okay. I'm sorry, Aurora. For everything.
Me too.
I'm staying too, Mars.
This is where I belong.
Are you sure, Julia?
I can't go back to the way things were. I mean, I rode a tardigrade up a 5,000-meter cliff wall.
Yes, you did. Goodbye, Lost in London. Anytime you need a horse, you give me a call, okay?
Count on it.
Julia, we saved a lot of people, didn't we?
Yes, we did, Toothpick.
Droney and I are gonna miss working with you.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Mars, I set the rockets to auto. You guys gotta get on board now.
Okay, everybody, let's go. We've got a planet to save.
Course for Earth confirmed. Ship entering deep space power mode.
So, Mars, what are you most excited to see back on Earth?
My mom. I had no idea how much I'd miss her.
I was gonna say Nacho Supreme, but that's a pretty good answer. What about you, Aurora?
I miss the ocean and rain, going outside without a helmet on.
Guys, where's Caddy?
Mars, there's something I need to tell you. Caddy asked me not to say anything until we were in space.
What are you talking about?
Mars, there's a call coming in.
Hey, Mars. I guess you realized I'm not on board.
What? Wait, Caddy, you're not here? We're coming back for you.
No, you're not. You can't. I'm sorry I lied, but I knew you wouldn't leave if I told you.
You wanted to stay behind?
I think I'm here on Mars for a reason. I felt it when I was going through those tunnels during the eruption. And even before that, hearing all those kids in the colony, knowing they need someone to listen, to help them.
I can't leave you, Caddy. Not again.
You're not leaving me this time, Mars. I decided to stay.
But I don't know when I'll be back. Or even if I'll be back.
Like you said, we never did have good timing. But I believe in you, Mars. And I believe we'll see each other again.
They're lucky to have you, kids. You're a great leader.
Thanks, JP.
I don't want to say goodbye.
I know, but this is where I belong. We'll hang on here in the colony as long as we can, but we're counting on you. I know you won't let us down. You never do, Mars Patel.
I won't. I promise. Goodbye, Caddy.
Goodbye, Mars. Say hi to Earth for me, and tell my parents I love them. Caddy, out.
You okay, Mars?
Yeah, Aurora. Let's go home.
I'm trusting you, Mr. Pruitt, but don't try anything.
Thank you, Toothpick.
You let him out?
We need him to get in contact with Pruitt Prep.
Says who?
We can't keep him locked up for 6 months.
Why not? He's lucky he's on board at all.
I never tried to hurt any of you, Aurora.
Really? How about when you split from the space station and set it to explode?
I didn't do that. Why would I want to blow up my own space station?
To make sure we couldn't leave. To keep us trapped on the planet.
I promise you all, it wasn't me. You Martians are the only ones who blow things up.
We didn't do it. We needed that space station to get home.
Well, we saw the thing blow. So if you didn't do it, and he didn't do it, then who did?
Pruitt Prep, this is the man you won. Come in. Jonas, you there? Earth, do you copy? Why aren't they responding?
Let me take a look at the monitor. Oh, mom.
What's wrong? There's no signal from Pruitt Prep?
No. There's no signal from Earth.
Sorry to leave you with the fate of the Earth hanging in the balance, but we hope you enjoyed season 2 of The Unexplainable Disappearance of Mars Patel. Mars Patel is written and produced by Jenny Turner Hall, David Kreisman, Benjamin Strauss, and Chris Terry. Benjamin Strauss is the executive producer. The show's head writer is David Kreisman. Season 2 was directed by Michelle Tattenbaum. Sound design is by Chris Terry and Alan Friedman, with original music by Sean Pierce and Chris Terry. The podcast is recorded at Trading Eights Music in Paramus, New Jersey, by Chris Sulett, and mixed and edited by Chris Terry in Maplewood, New Jersey. Mars Patel owes much of its success to its wonderful cast of young actors, including Natalie Mayle as Caddy, Kate Wolfson as JP, Wyatt Ralph as Toothpick, Carter Minor as Jonas, and Jaya Chetram as Mars Patel. Season 2 introduced future stars Riley McDonald as Julia, Brandon Sims as Orion, Shane Epstein-Petrullo as Axel, Courtney Chu as Daisy, and Mairead O'Neill as Aurora. The great Oliver Pruitt is voiced by the terrific Michael Perlstein. Additional voices by Sonali Ganti, Ilana Ransom Toplitz, and me, David Kestenbaum. If you've loved listening to the show with your family, please spread the word and be sure to check out The Ghost of Jessica Majors. It's from the creators of Mars Patel. Jessica Majors was an 11-year-old when she died in 1875. Now coming back as a ghost in 2017, it's just the beginning of her story. Hello? What is that? Are we getting a cross signal again?
Rescue team to Colony Command. Rescue team to Colony Command.
This is Daisy Zhang at the command center. Go ahead, rescue team. Did you pick up Caddy, Julian, and Orion?
That's a negative, Daisy.
A negative? It can't be a negative. I gave you the coordinates Orion sent, didn't I?
We're at the coordinates. I can see where the ship landed, but there's nobody here.
That's impossible. Caddy, Julia, and Orion were waiting to be rescued. Where did they go?
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.